Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. Tension gripped parts of Mokokchung district following incidents of people violence in Longkum and Mangmetong villages ahead of the upcoming by-election, leaving one person dead and several injured. According to police, clashes broke out between supporters of BJP candidate Dow Chair Ayim Chen and independent candidate Major Tushikaba retired, with stone pelting reported in Longkum on Sunday night, injuring three people. 16 individuals have been arrested in connection with the incident. One of the injured, Imrong Sungba Im Chen, later succumbed to his injuries while being referred for advanced treatment in Dimapur. Authorities said the situation is now under control but remains tense. Meanwhile, in Mangmetong village, around 12 vehicles were vandalized yesterday morning. Police recovered arms and ammunition during search operations and one suspect has been arrested. Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer Mokokchung Ajit Kumar Verma has imposed a night curfew in Longkum, Mangmetong and the Alichen area, including the second NAP camp under Section 163 of the Bhartiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023, citing a likelihood of breach of public peace ahead of the by-election to the 28th Koridang Assembly constituency. The curfew is enforced from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. daily under further orders. The order prohibits assembly of 5 or more persons in the notified areas, while exemptions have been granted to security forces, government officials on duty and essential and emergency services. Similarly, the district election officer has withdrawn permissions granted for the establishment of 2 temporary political offices of the BJP and independent in Longkum village with immediate effect. BJP Legislature Party Leader and Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton has strongly condemned the tragic loss of life following pre-poll violence in Longkum village. Expressing deep sorrow, Mr. Paton said the death of Imrong Sungba Im Chen, who succumbed to his injuries while being referred for treatment, is deeply distressing. He conveyed heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and extended his wishes for the speedy recovery of those injured in the incident. Stressing that violence has no place in a democratic process, Mr. Paton said elections are meant to reflect the voice of the people, not serve as a platform for fear, anger or division. He added that such incidents undermine public trust and disrupt communal harmony. The Deputy Chief Minister further urged all citizens of Koridang constituency, irrespective of political affiliations, to remain calm, exercise restraint and work together to ensure that the upcoming by-election is conducted in a peaceful and orderly manner. In view of the upcoming Assam Legislative Assembly elections 2026 on April 9, the interstate border with Assam will remain sealed from 5 p.m. today till 5 p.m. on Thursday. The restriction has been imposed by the Election Commission of India during the silent period under the Model Code of Conduct, during which all forms of election campaigning are strictly prohibited. According to Dimapur Police, security forces will be deployed at all entry and exit points to enforce the order. We have more reports from our correspondent.
The Dimapur police said that all interstate border crossings will remain closed except for movement along the national highway. Movement of non-voters in border areas will not be permitted, and outsiders are barred from entering other constituencies during this period. Travel on the national highway will be allowed only for genuine transit purposes. Authorities have advised residents and commuters to plan their travel in advance and avoid unnecessary movement to prevent inconvenience. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Director General of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, yesterday visited Headquarters 6, Sector Assam Rifles and reviewed the operational intelligence training and administrative preparedness of the formation. The DGAR assessed the operational readiness of units under the sector, focusing on deployment responsiveness and inter-agency coordination. Training standards were reviewed to ensure preparedness to meet evolving security challenges. Similarly, the DG also visited Subidar PB Chetri, Kirti Chakra Center of Excellence, NIEDO, to connect with students preparing for forthcoming competitive examination, NEET. And the Reservation Review Commission, Nagaland, has invited the public and civil society organizations to submit their views, comments and suggestions to the Commission, informing that the Commission is functioning from the fourth floor of the Commission office complex located near the Social Welfare Directorate, Kohima. Commissioner and Secretary and Member Secretary of Reservation Review Commission, Muhammad Ali Shihab, informed that submissions of views and suggestions can be made in person during working hours or through email at rrc.nlgov@gmail.com. Interested individuals and organizations can submit their inputs on or before 24th of this month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.